Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Once upon a time, there was a peaceful village at the bottom of a beautiful hill. But these things cannot last, as an evil army led by a villainous man came and took what wasn't his. But these things too cannot last, as one day, a brave girl wearing glass slippers snuck into the villainous man's castle and took back what wasn't his. For her bravery, the village made her their leader. For her grace, they gave her a name.
You can see there is a sarcophagus of sorts. It's Lady Anel, your mother.
Don't disturb the dead, you fool. No good can come of it.
I just want to make sure she's in there and not lurching around in a tomb somewhere.
All the elegance of House Grace is absent here. This is a place of dark business.
You see a podium, and upon it is a leather-bound tome. Everything about this book screams no, bad, evil.
Additionally, on a sort of rack, almost, is the desiccated kind head of bulbous head of an Alhoon.
I did not realize your father had taken that one.
Wasn't so scary after all.
Horns, I do. Why did you say that? You didn't have to say that. You couldn't
blood
say it.
Cinder.
Son of a bitch.
The Alhoon head slowly raises.
Yeah. No. Absolutely not.
The three of you are bathed in darkness.
I cannot have my revenge on your father, but I will take it out on you.
The sarcophagi have been broken open, and the corpses of your ancestors fight you now. One of them, the furthest away from you, your mother, wears only just fine clothes. No weapon or arms or armor.
Good stuff. I'm going to have to kill my mother again. Good stuff.
Thudu swings with her hammer, trying to get as high up as possible on one of your great-great-great-grandfather.
Karatekus Grace.
Karatekus Grace.
As in from the strike the song, him. The Court of King Karatekus?
Yeah, Karatekus Grace.
Man, it's too late because you just passed by.
Thudu deals 39 points of damage to the creature.
Oh, yes.
Karatekus Grace's head soars clear off his shoulders. Both head and corpse fall lifeless. You're down to seven.
As the head hits the ground, his many gold teeth scatter on the floor.
Pop's brain goes, 32.
Speaking of Pop, it's your turn.
So something I've remembered, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
On the first turn of any combat, I get 3 attacks.
You are held down by hands.
Yeah, but I can attack him 3 times.
Not with the sword, you can't.
No, but I can with my unarmed strike. I have Talk Old Bane. I have that dagger.
Okay, yeah.
Can I get to that or it's too hard?
You can draw and wield Talk Old Bane while being grappled, yes. Right. It's meant for killing dragons, but I mean it is a sharp thing.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get loose of the hands is really okay. What I'm doing.
You use Torkoal's Bane like a pry bar to try and
that's what I'm trying
it
to do.
Yeah.
It's an attack, though, so I get to do it 3 times. Basically, I'm furious. Oh, you rude little bastards.
Using Torkoal's Bane, almost using this ancestral famous weapon, the one Torkoal's Bane in the world, you use it like a pry bar, breaking the knuckles and ligaments of the hands holding you.
Get your hands off my shit.
Torkoal's Bane now bends slightly to the right.
That's all right. It's still going to be able to kill a dragon, I reckon.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Are you going to put this in a museum later?
I haven't decided.
When things like this happen, do you think you're adding to the history or destroying the history?
It's complicated.
Pop, that was 3 attacks. You have movement and a bonus action if you want to do anything there.
Am I now free?
Yeah, you can stand up. Yep.
So I'm standing up as the bonus action?
No, standing up is part of your movement.
Okay, so I'm going to stand up.
Yeah.
I just...
I put the... I look at Torgor's bane. I try to, like, sort of straighten it against my, like, hip a bit. Well, that's not going to work. I put it away. That's a problem for another day.
You try straightening it out a little bit, and it becomes loose in the scabbard.
I just put it away. And then I ready... Holy Avenger. Mm-hmm. I sort of clock what's happening. Thudu's kind of fighting, but I see that Tiffany's fighting the goo man.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, Tiffany's got the goo man. I'm going to try and get all of the undead to come to me.
Okay.
Well, not all, but try to get them to go this way.
Yeah, act as like a shepherding for Tiffany.
I'm big. I have a big sword, and I'm not in a backpack.
Yeah, okay.
You know? So, yeah, I'm just going to...
Well, Thudu is not currently in your backpack, just as a reminder.
Oh, no, she's rolled away.
Yeah, because she was having a heart attack, so you set her down.
Yeah.
Yes, I took her out like a baby.
Yeah.
Now she's stuck in like a baby.
Oh, actually, can my bonus... Can my bonus action be to put Thudu back in the backpack and now we're dual wielding back to back?
I'd allow that, yeah.
I get down on like one knee with like my sword here in front of Thudu, who's just killed somebody. And I'm assuming she's looking pretty stressed. She just had a heart attack.
Her face is a bit red and puffy, yeah.
Thudu the Band, would you do me the great honor of fighting by my side or back? Hop in.
She looks you up and down, and you can see in like a moment she assesses your combat potential.
It's pretty good, Adam.
All right, then.
I pick up the sword and I'm just like, you ready for some catharsis against the family that absolutely fucked you over?
There's a lot to process there.
We turn and face the horde.
Well, right. One of you turns.
Well, we stand side on.
When one turns, both turn.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I'm so sorry.
I'm just like doing little circles.
Where's Sudo?
No, we're just like sideways.
Yeah.
You're sideways facing forward. Yeah, I know this. I can picture it.
In front of, because I don't know what happened to you, I assume you've got it under control.
Who's facing the dead right now? You or Thudu? Knowing that.
We both are.
So they're facing
side to side.
So we're
okay,
side to side facing. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. So there's seven dead left. Three attack Thudu, four attack you, Pop.
Now, you're not allowed to be mad. Thudu gets hit twice.
Ooh, baby.
If you kill my backpack,
Thudu takes 25 points of damage.
Okay. That's heaps, actually.
That's quite a lot, and she's not very tall.
Yeah. I mean, look, I've got 166
HP. And then you're not allowed to get mad. 12, 22, 32.
I could body that.
Yeah.
38 plus.
I'm a bit more worried.
38 plus.
Have all of them
hit
us?
He's doing so much math.
Did every single family 10, member 18. Get a hit in?
Adam's
how could
going
they all
beautiful
fit
mind
in a small corridor?
This.
They are all adept fighters. are all famous heroes.
Yeah, but Karadik has died so easy.
Karadik was fighting his ancestral enemies. So
Who was Karadik?
Hang on a second. I just remembered that because I've got a favored enemy. I think it's...
Is it the House of Grace?
It could be now. No, I'm pretty sure it's elves.
Pop, you... elves.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Pop, you take 56 points of damage.
Okay, I can body that, but only just. And if it happens again, I will be fine. If it happens a third time, I will die.
You're on 78 hit points.
That's okay. That's more than 60.
Oh, that's the same as me. We match.
House Grace comes at you from all angles with practiced precision, like they were training for this exact situation. One of them will strike at you from one angle, and you defend there a little too late, only to realize that that was an opening for a much greater blow from another one. You are stabbed in the gut twice. And I don't mean by a dagger. A long sword pierces your belly near to the hilt twice.
Fuck.
I've been through worse. I have.
Worse I believe it.
You can hear Thudu is not faring better on your back. And at one point, she cries out in Dwarven, something in Dwarven, and then repeats, "My lady, no." You look over your shoulder to see Lady Anel's corpse driving a dagger into her chest.
See, the thing is, if I have to kill Lady Anel, that'd be fine, but it's not thematically cool.
It's the hand's turn. Everyone needs to make a saving
throw. I forgot about the hands.
Pop.
Wait, can this help me?
Yeah. It's a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, well, what about doubling my proficiency bonus until the start of my next turn?
That would be helpful because you're going to fail.
I'm going to spend it.
All right. You manage to save and not get grabbed by the hands. Tiffany, you're just really good at this check. Thudu gets advantage because she's off the ground. Actually, Thudu
they
just
couldn't even grab her.
No.
Yeah.
They can't grab me. They can't grab her.
Yeah. They can't reach her, yeah. Mm. All right. Well, that was the hands' turn. Tiffany, it's your turn.
Okay. Am I able... I'm not facing behind me.
No, you're not facing behind you. Famously, few of us are.
Yeah, I looked and it felt like you had it under control.
Yeah.
You're
writhing in pain.
Can I hear?
No. You're behind, technically, because where the spear landed, where Cinder landed, you are, if you can imagine this, it's you facing the back of the Alhoun, which beyond which you can see Thudu and Pop fighting the corpses of your family.
And it's clear they're not doing very well, isn't it?
Yeah, they're struggling.
Oh, but okay, how much do I know? If I kill this Alhoun, first of all, do I think that's possible?
The flames of Cinder have harmed this Alhoun just now, and you also know the first time this Alhoun was killed was by your father.
Okay, but then how's it alive now? Do I know that?
It's uncertain, no.
Okay.
So what if it has anything to do with the weird darkness around us everywhere?
Interesting. Mm. Do I think that by killing, with what I know, do I think that by killing this Alhoun, everything else will fall down and stop?
It feels heaps like the Alhoun is behind this, so that wouldn't be an unrealistic assumption.
In that case, I'm going to keep mincing the guts.
Okay.
I want to try and aim Cinder up to go through the head.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because if I'm already in the guts, then I'm through the barrier, and I just want to go up through the body.
You attempt to wrestle the spear upwards again, but you try to force the spear up so that you could target and destroy the head of the Alhoun, but that magical barrier keeps pushing Cinder down with a force that you are just not able to push against. You could keep trying, and every attempt, it feels like maybe you're getting closer, and to be fair also, despite the fact that you don't destroy its head, you still deal 16 points of damage, so you're not doing nothing.
I flare blade, yeah?
Green flame blade. Yes,
green flame blade. Oh, I hadn't accounted for that. Thank you for reminding me. You deal an extra 6, so 22 points of damage.
Ooh, nice.
Hell yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no 57 that was done to me, but it's pretty good.
But that was by, however many people. So.
Seven
people, yeah.
It's the Alhoun's turn.
Oh, God.
Tiffany, I've got some bad news.
Oh, no, he's using his something's wrong voice.
Quick, you might have... Good boy card
might be able to help you.
One of them says...
When I'm ignoring attack from damage?
No, it's not attacking you. It's doing something way worse.
Oh no.
You feel a tendril of thought slip into your own mind.
Yeah?
Oh no.
Is there
Tiffany,
any...
you are mind controlled by the Alhoun.
Uh-oh.
Die! You completely withdraw Cinder, lay it on the ground, put your... chin on the point of Cinder, and that was the Alhoun's turn. Thudu is too distracted by fighting Lady Anel and hasn't spotted this, so she's just going to do her action.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Wow.
Thudu crushes the head of another member of House Grace.
Anel's gone?
No, she can't bring herself to do that.
Well, none of us...
Who's this? Cinder, the original.
No, it wouldn't be Cinder. No, Cinder's fighting you.
That's that sword in my belly, yeah?
18, yeah. 18, 20, 26 points of damage. Another member of House Grace falls to Thudu's hammer. She's a menace.
And the hammer's fine.
Yeah.
The hammer's fine, yeah.
That's crazy.
Aloysius Grace.
Aloysius Grace also died like this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Having, not by Thudu.
Not
that'd
by
be
Thudu,
crazy.
No.
Having his head
by
knocked
a jealous lover.
All right. That was Thudu's turn. She destroys another member of House Grace. Pop, I'm going to need to roll for you as well, to be honest. You're pretty distracted. You are surrounded.
Yeah, I was about to be like, do I notice?
You can, you physically, you can't see.
I don't notice?
You don't spot it.
Then I don't notice, Adam.
Okay.
All right. Well, I've got great news. On the good, on, for good news, Holy Avenger is literally not made for this exact situation.
But it loves eating undead for breakfast.
It loves, it minces undead. You attack?
Yeah, I've got swords in my, so they've come out again, obviously.
Yeah.
Oh, that was good. That was pretty good. That was pretty good. You almost got something important there. And now it's my turn, you cadaverous fucks.
That's awesome.
And
that's
I'm gonna do two attacks, Adam, with Holy Avenger on the closest Grace, which I assume is Cinder.
No, Cinder's darting in and out.
Oh, she's clever.
Yeah, she moves with a lightning speed.
I'm sizing up one of those other gormless idiots.
Another member of House Grace is destroyed.
Miranda Grace. Miranda.
Miranda.
How was Miranda Grace slain?
Miranda comes to him, I'm more of a carry.
How'd she die?
Miranda Grace died in, you know, they do that thing where they roll cheese down the hill and they're going to chase after it.
She got confused about her place.
Yeah. She, it took
one, and then with your second stroke, you destroy another member of House Grace.
Angus Grace.
Angus Grace.
I'm writing these down probably.
So just, I'd like to imagine that, like, cut Miranda in half. Angus goes in for something. Is Angus like a... What's he looking like?
I mean, he's a skeleton or whatever, but like a big guy.
Yeah, big guy. He comes in. I reach through his skeleton. I grab onto his spinal column.
Yeah.
And I just slide him over the sword, just like I'm grating cheese. I look at the remaining Graces who are facing me. Come on, get some.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Thudu manages to fend off.
Pop didn't.
Yeah, Pop, you get critically hit.
That's okay. No. That's okay. That I can live that.
Yeah.
Unless this critical hit does 70. Hang on.
We'll just see.
Okay, we'll see how much damage it does.
Adam looks like he's really scared.
He's looking at me. I can't lose another
Cinder
eye.
Cinder is about to deal as much damage on her own that you got dealt last turn.
Cinder?
Do we need to use that?
Cinder,
do we want to wipe that out?
Oh, right. Oh, okay. Yeah,
what if instead she didn't? What
missed
is it?
Me.
You ignore damage from one attack, and I would like that one attack to be Cinder.
Okay. Do you want to quickly find out how much damage that would have been?
Yes. Adam, I would love to know. I would love to know, because if it was more than... Because it was going to be 57.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Might not necessarily have been 57. Yeah, see, she didn't roll that well, actually. 10. 20.
Yeah, I'm just doing... Yeah, okay. Yep.
30. 4. You would have taken nearly 40 points of damage.
That's a lot, considering I don't have... I have only 78.
Yeah. Left. Yeah.
And the other guy doesn't feel like he's as strong.
Cinder lunges at you with the tip of her sword. She uses, it would be a bastard sword, a hand and a half sword. So it's not a regular long sword. It's made for that to be adaptable. It can be used in one or two hands. But when she lunges at you with it, you see she moves like it's a dagger. She moves with it so lightly, so dexterously, so gracefully.
Pop's in love.
The sword, the point of the sword is directly aiming at your heart. You are about to be skewered. But at the last moment, you turn just enough so that Thudu comes around, and with her hammer, she slams it into the sword, knocking it down, and it skips off the ground instead. Cinder sprints past the two of you without provoking attacks of opportunity, moving like a dancer. And you have only a moment to appreciate that before the other one does hit you.
Is this Grace's dad?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't know. Who is this?
Abner Grace.
Abner?
Yeah.
Abner deals you 24 points of damage.
That's nothing.
That's nothing, dude.
Can I just say, if I had a cop the Cinder damage and I copped that damage, I would have copped about 64 points of damage,
you'd
which would have put me on a grand total of like 10 health.
Yeah, that's plenty.
Yeah, that's all you need to live.
What do we got here?
Tiffany, the hands don't attack you this turn because you are no longer an enemy of the Alhoun.
Oh, yes.
You manage to dodge out of the way of the hands and Thudu is saved because you're saved. And then that was the hands' turn. Tiffany, You bring your head up and slam your head down onto Cinder.
And Cinder hates that and it doesn't work, right? Because you can't kill Grace with Grace.
You never hurt the ones you love.
Yes and no.
Okay.
As you're slamming your head down, you feel something gentle tuck underneath your chin, preventing you from bringing your head down upon the point of Cinder. You are not mentally conscious to the world right now, or in that moment, you were not mentally conscious to the world. The Alhoon had control of your mind and body.
Mm-hmm.
But, Tiffany, you blink once, and your body is once again your own, or it feels like you're more frozen in your body as you look into the pale, ghostly eyes of a very familiar face.
Yeah?
Two ghostly pale hands are holding you on either cheek and staring straight into your eyes. It is a very, as I said, familiar face. She slowly pushes your head back up and you slowly regain control of your body.
It's my mum?
Yes.
So that's okay. So...
is it not the corpse of the mum?
Is this the corpse of the mum or...
no, it's a ghost.
Oh, okay.
Pop, at this exact moment, stepping out of the walls where each sarcophagus is, a ghostly figure appears. You recognize them immediately. Each one of them is either a corpse you have felled already...
or I'm about to.
Or I'm about to.
Yeah.
Completely silently, none of them make any noise other than the passing of air as each of them stepped out of the wall. Each of them draws a weapon, lowers them at their own respective figure or at the Alhoon if their respective figure has already been slain, and they get to work.
Oh, fucking Lord of the Rings, baby.
Oh my God.
Pop, you were the first to spot this. Hang on. I'm going to write this down. Because okay. Tiffany hasn't seen it yet. I'm pretty sure I know what Tiffany's staring at right now. I'm going to write this down just so that we can all bask in your reaction to
okay,
this.
Okay. I'm excited.
Hang on. Well,
so these corpses have come out. I take my hat off that I am wearing, my big straw hat. My humble apologies for desecrating your corpses, but as I'm sure you can understand and attest with, they were going to fuck up my shit. And so, I put it back on my head.
You could not spot this because of the age and the level of decay. You could not spot this, but with the ghostly figures, you can see this. It's very obvious.
Okay. I'm going to read the note that Adam just handed me.
Don't read it, just read it.
To myself. You know, I'm just going to go outside the studio for a minute. I'll be back.
He's leaving.
He's full on leaving. He left.
He left. He had to go.
Oh, my God. What's there?
He's standing through the little window into the studio. He's standing and pointing it at him and screaming at you.
He's saying, fuck you, flipping Adam off. Really good at soundproof. I see why he left.
Yeah.
Oh, bro.
Mercy me.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hey
man.
Tom,
how was it outside the studio?
I can't even.
Pretty good.
I can't even think of what that could be to make you do that.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good?
Man. Hey, you know what's crazy?
Yeah.
I get the statue now. Pops clocks the thing that I just learned.
Yeah, yep.
And just very quietly, fuck off. No. That fucking bust.
Wait, you know about this too?
Yeah, I know what this is. I know what's going on.
All right, Tiffany.
Do you want me to eat this? Or
yeah, I'd love that, actually. No, don't, please. Tiffany, you may act.
I'm back in my body?
Yeah, you're back in your body. You have full control. Your mother...
she's still touching me?
Yeah, she moves to be standing next to you, puts one hand on your back and another hand on your hands holding Cinder. There's no strength behind what she's doing. It feels more like a gesture.
Does it feel like she's ready to attack the Alhoon with me?
She's following your guide.
Okay, we attack the Alhoon.
All right.
I'm not going after her corpse, obviously.
Alhoo?
Motherfuckers, I'm still cooking.
There's not, like I said, there's not a lot of strength behind her movements, or there's basically no strength behind her movements, but you nonetheless feel as if an extra force, not just Cinder, but some extra force is guiding you.
While this is all happening,
yeah.
Do I notice anything?
You're pretty focused on the mother-daughter activity that you're currently engaged in, I think.
Yeah, yeah,
I will allow a roll with disadvantage.
Actually, no.
No? Okay.
I'm not noticing anything.
Get a good boy card.
Yeah, well done.
Okay.
I'm just wondering how obvious it is. Okay, we got a good boy card. Iron skin. You gain resistance to damage from non-magical attacks. Okay, cool.
Awesome.
Would have been helpful, yeah.
Non-magical attacks.
Yeah, no, corpses are just, they're using weapons.
Just a regular sword, I guess.
You deal 25 points of damage. Good job.
Nice.
Hell yeah. Just, Adam, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Does she feel like a mum?
You didn't really properly appreciate what it's like to have someone who loves you help you.
And I can feel that now, yeah?
There's no, like I said, no force, but there is a warmth to where she touches.
That's interesting. That's interesting. And and I kind of just know she's there.
Yeah.
And I know that she wants to help.
Yeah.
And I feel that if she were to vanish suddenly, I would know that that's because she would still want to help me.
Yeah.
So I have some sort of secure attachment to my mother. Interesting.
Mm.
So I don't have to work for this love?
No.
Where's the trick of the training exercise?
So she actually did meet me just now, and she does love me.
Looking over your shoulder at her behind you, you see she cannot, whatever is allowing her to be here does not allow sound. She is completely mute without noise. But you can see that tears are rolling down her face. And when you look at her, she looks down at you, and a bitter but nonetheless happy smile crosses her face.
Oh, does it look like she's upset at how I look? Or
no, it looks... She looks happy when she sees you. The smile appears when she's looking at you.
That's interesting. So she seems happy to even look at me.
Yeah.
And I'm taking her with me after this.
All right. The Owlhoon is bloodied. So you've done at least half its hit points.
Oh, nice. Amazing.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of, I think it's its turn. Yep. The Owlhoon screams telepathically in all directions. It is furious that you did not kill yourself. Still screaming telepathically. Ah! Not like that. Ah! More like that. Wraps one of its tendrils around your arm and constricts it down. You feel one of your bones in your forearm break, and you feel a chill to the bone that seems to banish the warmth that you have been feeling growing from within you and spreading outwards. The warmth is fighting against it, but while they fight, you will still take 14 points of damage.
Oh, for a forearm?
Yeah, for a forearm.
Well, thank God I've got three more.
That's funny.
Thudu gets a critical hit and stay down. Triple damage, and they need to make a DC con saving throw or be knocked prune. Let me just quickly check if it needs to even roll the stay stand. She does so much damage.
Yeah, she's a baller, dude.
She's Abner? Very cool.
Yeah, this would be
she's
Abner.
Like, Abner's fighting me.
Yeah, this would be Phoenix Grace.
Phoenix Grace takes 96 points of damage.
Jesus
and is
Christ.
Destroyed instantly.
Just imagine powder? If she could use
the
her
ghost
leg.
Of
I know.
The ghost of Phoenix Grace wielding a staff. Quite obviously once a powerful wizard. I'm going to write that down. The ghost
there were
of Phoenix Grace
in the family.
Yeah.
The ghost of Phoenix Grace looks at Thudu, can't say anything, but looks at Thudu like, why?
What the fuck?
And then it is Pop, your turn.
Where's Cinder? Because she's the biggest threat. I don't care about
Cinder is fighting Cinder.
You know what? She's got it. I was going to be like, ma'am, I apologize for this, and then attack Cinder. But yeah. I feel like Ghost Cinder can handle Zombie Cinder.
Sure.
I look to what I assume is the ghost of Abner Grace.
Yeah.
And I swing Holy Avenger around, and I just take my hat off again, because he's a ghost. My apologies again, my lord, but I need to do this. I hope you understand. I'll try to make it as, you know.
And I sort of look to what Thudu has just done and like, not like that. And I put my hat back on, but there's a little part of me that's like, it could be like that. And I go ham on Abner Grace.
Was Abner a... Maybe you don't know the answer to this right now. Was Abner a good man?
I think Abner got the job done.
Ooh, yeah, that builds this. Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
Did what was required.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
In the same way that Grace did what was required.
Yeah, slightly Abner differently, but yeah.
Abner was a man who believed in meeting one's obligations.
Absolutely. I imagine him looking slightly like Tywin Lannister from the Game of Thrones TV show. Mm. Yeah.
Abner, well, in that case, Abner's response is just a curt nod. There seems to be no emotion to this.
Just like, yep, fair enough.
This is, to him, this is a dusty corpse. Mm. 24 points of damage to Abner. Abner is destroyed. Your second attack?
Oh.
Yeah, that was your first attack. Holy Avenger's really good at undead.
Yeah, it is. Cinder's still fighting Cinder?
Mm-hmm.
How is Cinder doing against Cinder?
it'd be funny to say perfectly evenly matched. But no,
Ghost is a ghost.
Yeah, what the ghost lacks in mass, though, she more than makes up for in perfect recollection of her abilities. You watch, it seems like the corpse seems like just a pale shadow. There is a memory of its skill still trapped within the corpse. But when I described the corpse moving like a dancer before, you see now it's like someone drunkenly shambling in a tavern versus a ballerina. It is not the same.
Question. Could I provide some of the information that I have learned right now?
You could call it out. Yeah, you got a moment.
I've got a time to call it out.
You are outnumbering the enemies for once. Okay. So, yeah.
So Cinder is fighting Cinder. I want to get Ghost Cinder's attention.
Uh-huh.
So I hold Holy Avenger out behind Corpse Cinder, and I'm trying to... The idea is I want Cinder to see what I'm doing and knock Corpse Cinder into Holy Avenger so I could just rip...
Okay, yeah.
Corpse Cinder apart. We're working together.
Yeah, sure, nice. Sure.
So to get Cinder's attention, I turn to the ghost of Cinder, the original Grace, and I say, "Horns, over here."
Tiffany, you, at the name, turn around and you can see. Pop, would you like to say?
Cinder Grace is a tiefling.